Ms. White, how would you describe the switchover of voters from no party affiliation to Democrats or Republicans? This is a very unique election, as everybody keeps telling us, but what did you see?
I can't say that I would say there was a particular spike in this election compared to previous presidential election cycles, because that question has come to the department quite frequently. There was, of course, a couple thousand people that did so, change from no party affiliation to both Republican and to the Democratic Party, and also within the two parties themselves. So I think we did a pretty good job getting the word out to make sure that people do understand that it's important to be registered as one of these parties if you're intending to vote in this particular election.
There have been complaints in the past in voting in Miami-Dade. In 2012, there were reports of long lines, and some people saying online, they were saying that sometimes they'd show up and some of the machines weren't working. But what can you say about how past issues have been resolved as we're coming into this election cycle, not just the March 15th primary, but obviously the November election?
We have better distributed our voting population. That's probably going to be one of the biggest things that we've done that will have an impact that voters will see when they go out in the polls. So we did this through the process called reprecincting. And what that basically means is that we looked at the number of people that were assigned to our various polling locations, made a determination if that polling location can accommodate the number of voters that are there. And if not, we redistributed them. So in the end, we added 46 polling locations to better distribute the number of people that are turning out. In addition to that, we now have an electronic check-in system, very different from 2012. In 2012, it was a paper-based system where we had to look up your name alphabetically. You had to go into the line that was specific to your last name. That has all been replaced by an electronic system where we take your driver's license or Florida ID, we swipe it, your voter record comes up very quickly, doesn't matter which one you go to, and we'll be able to process you much quicker than in the past. So I think those two things are going to have a dramatic difference on lines. And for this election and the primary, in terms of early voting, we have gone back to the full 14 days. In 2012, it was only 8 days. So it was more people coming to 20 sites within a condensed period of time. For this election, we've expanded to the 14 days again, which is the maximum allowed by law. In the presidential election, not for this one, but in the presidential election, we're actually adding 10 additional sites. So that should make it even more convenient for our early voters.
Do you know where the greatest challenge is, the greatest concern of regions within your district that need more locations, and have those things been addressed?
The largest number of sites that we added are down south, because the population has just shifted down south. There has been growth down south. So we added many more sites down there as opposed to the rest of the county. So the impact, I could say, would be a little larger on those voters that live down there. Regardless of where you live, my encouragement is that you go online or you call 311 and you confirm your voting location before you head it out. We did send voter information cards out to all of our voters in August of 2015, saying that changes have occurred. This may have impacted where you go vote. And on the voter information card, that is your new voting location. In addition to that, just this past month, if you were impacted by a change, you were sent out a reminder notice that says that your precinct has changed. This is your new location. But let's say you didn't see either one of those pieces of mail. We want to make sure that everyone's aware, because for us, the worst thing that can happen is that you show up to your old polling location on election day, and you're now at that point being told that you have to go somewhere else, despite our efforts. So the best thing to do is to go online.
The new check-in system, by the way, has this been fully tested, or is it a system that's been used somewhere else so we know its effectiveness?
It is a system that we've been using in early voting since 2006. It was just brought to the 600 polling locations that we have in 2014. So I'm happy to say that we have used them for the gubernatorial election cycle. This will be the first time that we're using it in the presidential election cycle. So the system is tried. It's true. We know it works. And it certainly will speed up the voting process. It may be new to some voters who didn't vote back in 2014, but the department feels very well prepared.
Now, people have already started early voting. Do you have any idea, any picture of Miami-Dade residents, and how many do participate in early voting? How many people like to get it done early?
In a Election turnout varies from one election to the next, and it has to do with what's on the ballot and the campaigners and how energized they're getting our voters, right? So in this particular election, the last one that is most comparable is going to be the 2008 presidential preference primary, because at that time there was a non-incumbent president as well as this election. So while supervisors of elections across the state are always leery about giving turnout statistics because you're never right, we're planning for about a 40% voter turnout. In Miami-Dade, the trend is about 50% of voters who will vote early, between early voting and by absentee ballot. And so far, I can tell you that we have around 20,000 absentee ballots that have already come to the department, and early voting starts on February 29th.
I wondered about people who voted early, and you look at a situation like the primaries. People are dropping out of the races. What happens if somebody turns in a ballot and their candidate is no longer running?
Well, suspending your campaign is very different from officially withdrawing from the campaign. To my knowledge, none of the candidates have yet to officially withdraw. They've all suspended. So what that means is at this time, the votes for those candidates are still valid. If they officially withdraw, they will notify the state. The state will notify the elections department, and then we will begin with our proper notification to our voters that a particular candidate has withdrawn. But at this point, if somebody votes for one of those candidates that have suspended, it is a valid vote.
Can they come back and say, well, wait a minute, my candidate dropped out? Even if they're still listed, can they want to come back and vote again?
No, unfortunately, once you've cast your ballot, you have been considered voting, and you will be restricted from voting again.
When you took over this position, what were some of the biggest challenges that you saw right away that you wanted to tackle? Considering, too, that this is a job that could be very thankless, and if anything goes wrong, you may be in the national spotlight.
I think that our voters have always felt that this department has conducted elections transparently and accurately. My goal in this position is voter convenience, is to restore voter convenience. And I think that we have made some amazing advancements in the last couple months and years, quite frankly, to be ready for this presidential election cycle. And I think between the conveniences of absentee voting, what we've done with early voting and on election day, I think voters will see a big difference from 2012 and will feel more confident in the convenience. And I look forward to bringing that.
Florida, probably not completely warranted, but, you know, Florida is kind of the butt of a lot of jokes when it comes to election cycles. This all stems back to 2000 and the famous Hanging Chad. Do you think it's fair, when the late night show hosts are kind of using us as their joke? I don't know. How do you feel about that? And do you even watch any of those kind of shows and hear any of those jokes?
No, I do not think it's fair. I would invite anybody to come into the elections department, take a tour, learn a little more about what we do and how we do it, and why what we do takes time. Because I know that when I put results online for the world to see, that they're accurate and they have been quality assured, and that takes time, right? So, you know, I tell my staff and anybody else who asks me, I don't think that Miami-Dade will ever not be in the news, because Florida is a true swing state. And 3/4 of the counties in the state of Florida can be called, but the state can't be called until Miami-Dade is called because of our population and the fact that our voter registration is pretty even as well. So they need to know what's going on in Miami-Dade. So I can tell you that that takes time, and tune into our website, and as soon as we have the results verified, we'll put them on. But I think that we all the supervisors of elections in the state of Florida take great pride in what we do, and we do it very well. And I agree that it's unfair.
Follow-up question on that. Help people understand, too, when they're watching the news and they're following election results, mm-hmm. and what they're seeing, because sometimes they'll see, wait a minute, they're calling a particular district or they're calling a particular state, but only so many precincts have reported. Help us understand what we're seeing, what's actually happening while votes are being counted.
Miami-Dade has 1.3 million registered voters. We have 783 precincts. So we have to bring in all those election night results and verify them before we put them online. So we cannot give out results until 7 p.m. on election night. So our standard practice is at 7:15, display all results that have all absentee ballot results that have come in through election day. At 7:30, we display the early voting results. But on election night, we can't bring in the precinct results until the last voter in line has voted, the precinct has been closed down, results have been transmitted, they have been quality assured here in the department, and then prepared for posting on the web, which is once again quality assured before putting it out there to the public. And so you can imagine that closing down and doing this sort of verification for 783 precincts takes time. And not all precincts are the same size. We have some precincts with 500 voters in them, and we have precincts with 3,500 voters in them. And so when counties are being called, it's when the larger precincts have reported. You don't necessarily need the smaller ones. It just depends on which ones come in first.
When you see that sort of thing, and again, because you're new in this position, but when you see that sort of thing on television, and you know how people are in this information age, they want information right away. They want to see the results right away. And then they may get frustrated when they say, well, we don't even know what's going on yet in Miami. But I mean, what do you expect you're going to take from this experience come November? And again, it's such an important presidential election, and we're such an important state. I don't know. Maybe you're just blocking it out. Maybe you're not even thinking about it. But you know, what's your take on that? What's your take on how people view this?
Definitely not blocking it out. Definitely thinking about it. And I definitely understand this need for speed, I call it. But we can only do things as quick as we can, and they'll be posted as we know them. On election night, the most important thing that I can do is move people through the line quickly. And I should tell you that as long as you're in line at 7 p.m., you're entitled to vote. So if I can move you through quicker, I can get results online quicker. And that's going to be my goal for this election year.
I've been talking with Miami-Dade County Supervisors of Election Christina White about the upcoming March 15th primary in Florida. Again, we'll have all the information that voters need to know on our website at WLRN.org. Christina White, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much. I always enjoy doing these, and I will close with just one final thought. My two most important things that I can tell voters for this election is, one, verify your party affiliation before heading out to vote. And if you do plan to vote on election day, it's very important to also confirm where your voting location is. It may have changed since the last election.